Workbook, page 29, activity 18. Listen and read. Match the stories with the proverbs above. Write 1, 2, or 3. Problems and proverbs.
All around the world, in every culture, people use proverbs to explain things about life or human nature. Proverbs are short sayings that give advice and help us to make decisions. Some proverbs tell us about ourselves and our friends, as in the 3 stories below about friendships.
Dilemma A.
Nellie is a new girl at school. She's very shy, so she finds it hard to make friends. A group of girls asks Nellie if she wants to be friends with them. Nellie is very happy to say yes. She feels like she's part of a group and is happy because the girls are fun to be with. But Nellie begins to notice that these girls are loud in class and don't pay much attention to the teacher. The girls notice that Nellie is good at math. They ask her to do their math homework. They say that if she doesn't, they'll tell lies about her. Nellie feels very hurt. She tells the girls that she won't be their friend anymore. The girls tell lies about Nellie, but Nellie doesn't care. She walks alone to school and feels good about herself.
Dilemma B.
Doug hasn't been doing his homework. He's stopped hanging out with his friends. He just wants to make robots and listen to music. He keeps making promises to people, but he never keeps them. Today, he was supposed to help Calvin fix his bike, but he didn't. Calvin stops by Doug's house. He says that Doug isn't acting like a friend. He's not being responsible. Calvin tells Doug that he should talk to his parents or to a teacher at school. Doug gets really angry and says that Calvin is stupid. Calvin leaves. Doug thinks about his behavior and realizes that Calvin is probably right. Calvin's a good friend.
Dilemma C.
Gloria and Zoe are Tina's best friends. They tell Tina that they stole some bracelets at the craft fair at school last Saturday. Tina's teacher thinks she saw Donna near the bracelets, so now everyone thinks that Donna took them. Tina doesn't know Donna well, but she feels awful. Gloria and Zoe beg Tina not to tell anyone. They say they won't do it again. Tina feels very guilty. She decides to tell the truth anyway. She feels good about the decision, but very sad about her friends. She hopes they understand and that they can stay friends. She knows they just made a stupid mistake.